Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Beagle and Holmes show flashback.
Carmen Vitale. Woo. The people on Twitch call themselves the Twitch Mob.
Right, okay.
And so I suggested the mob that you be the mob boss.
At St. Peter, my family's saint. Now, as that card burns, so may your soul burn in hell if you betray your friends and the family.
Instead of the mob wife, okay. I figured you could be the Twitch mob boss.
Does nobody have that?
No one has that title.
Give me that title.
All right.
What can I do for you?
Well, you can introduce me to the boss.
You can talk to me.
Woman boss.
People are very happy inside the mob that you have agreed to be the mob boss.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Mob boss, LFG.
What you like? Working for a woman.
What are you gonna do?
A woman boss.
In America, you know that.
Folks are ready to bend the knee and kiss the ring inside of the mob.
Hey! Oh. There he is. Let me kiss the ring.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, come.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's go out to Super Bowl 60. Radio Row, our friend Carmen Vitale is out there. She joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. The boss has arrived. What's up, Carmy V?
I need to know how much fun Tanny had making that intro because I was laughing through the whole thing. This is incredible, guys. Thanks.
That is right where he lives, where he can just dump into all of the gangster knowledge that he has and Sopranos bumps that he's been trying to use to make things work. So we are happy for you.
Yeah, actually, in today's open, Lorraine Bracco appeared twice, once in Sopranos, once in Goodfellas. It's amazing. It's amazing. He makes the most of his palate. That's for damn sure. Carmen, can you please paint us a picture of Radio Row? Because we're not there and we're jealous.
Well, this year is really interesting. So it's at one of the San Francisco Convention Center, and it's a little bit more condensed than I've ever experienced Radio Row being. Like, we are on top of, or even like the big sets are on top of each other. So I'm at Fox Sports Radio's set where we're going to be doing our show tomorrow. And like, we're right next door to FanDuel, which is doing their shows in the morning. I think Madden's on the other side of that. And then you've got front office sports, you got police report, like all these guys around the perimeter are just incredibly on top of each other. And then there's no walkways in the pit, which is interesting. Wow. So you feel like you're kind of dodging cameras, but it's getting busy in here.
Who have you seen? My favorite interview I ever did on Radio Row was with the Burger King himself and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. That's a highlight of my radio life. What kind of people have you been running into out there?
I've seen a lot of players. So I've seen Fred Warner, saw CeeDee Lamb, Kendrick Bourne was just over at our set. There's a hierarchy of days, right, at Super Bowl Media Day or Super Bowl Radio Row, where like Thursday is the biggest day. Wednesday is the second biggest day. So like Tuesday probably falls maybe after Wednesday and before Friday, or maybe you interchange Friday and Tuesday. So like, you don't have like the A-listers here yet, but you're walking around, you're seeing some players and coaches and all that.
So we saw that, and we had talked about it while you were here, that Declan Doyle may end up getting a job. He ends up getting a job with Baltimore, where he's going to be allowed to call plays. What have you heard, and what do you think about this being a thing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, I think you and I talked about it, Lawrence, where I was like, I think it's always beneficial for you to learn under someone like Ben Johnson. And I thought that that was kind of a foregone conclusion. And then lo and behold, you get the opportunity to call plays for Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I mean, I think that's going to be incredible for Declan. And it really was those that are looking at guys that you could have possibly had leave this coaching staff in Chicago. Not to say that obviously Declan was a huge part of a lot of the administrative stuff, some of the logistical stuff that Ben Johnson had to do as the offensive coordinator, but he's obviously not the play caller. So you're not, the impact of Declan Doyle leaving, I think, is minimized by that. But the fact that he is getting to go for a promotion, and honestly, kudos to the Bears who, that technical promotion, because he's going offensive coordinator to offensive coordinator, but they let him go anyway. Especially when they kind of got screwed over with the comp picks for Ian Cunningham. And, they operated, though, and they did what was best for Declan to let him kind of grow in his career. And I think that's cool.
That's a real thing, right? Coaches being supportive of their assistants and wanting them to get that next job. And that reputation matters around the league, doesn't it?
It does. And if you're Johnson, where you don't come from the major coaching tree that's in the NFL and you're a head coach, you have to fill out a staff. You want to make sure that you have a Rolodex of guys that want to come work for you, especially if you keep winning, you're going to keep losing guys.
Speaking of that major coaching tree, salute or Nepo babies or maybe not, because they're all talented, surely. But Matt LaFleur was at Mike LaFleur's introductory presser. Your thoughts on the Flowers getting a chance to hang out together?
Flowers. I looked at it and I saw it and I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I was like, wait. Was John Harbaugh at Jim Harbaugh's? And I was like, yeah, okay, the Harbaugh brothers kind of do that with each other, so maybe it shouldn't be weird. But also, Matt LaFleur was like showing as much personality as I've ever seen him show with the Arizona media when he's talking about his brother. I was like, oh, okay, sure, yeah. Like, just telling stories and holding court with the Arizona media. And I'm like, man, I wonder how the reporters in Green Bay feel right now.
That's interesting. I get it. It's your brother, and you're happy for him, but that's interesting. Were you able to find, did a Harbaugh attend something with a Harbaugh? Do they do that?
Yeah, I think John went to Jim's opening or like introductory press conference in Los Angeles when he took over the Chargers.
I think
and
you're right.
You've seen them kind of support each other when one's in the playoff and one's not. And like you've seen that, but it's just, I don't know, it's weird.
So the story came out earlier today that our friend Justin Fields turned down an opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, which makes sense for a guy that clearly understands how things will be perceived. He was not very good, and then he got benched, And then because the AFC has a bunch of injured quarterbacks and a quarterback that's going to the Super Bowl, they didn't really have a lot of options. So you ask Justin Fields, and he says no, and then you go to Shedeur Sanders, and Shedeur says yes, because there's no downside to Shedeur being a part of this. He ideally is a player that's on the rise. That being said, none of this is a good look for the Pro Bowl, Carmen.
It's honestly sad, guys. I'm just like, how far have we fallen? When I grew up with the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and like it was a real game that guys tried in. It had implications. It does have implications even now, where guys have incentives built into their contracts and get bonuses for making the Pro Bowl. And I'm just like, I don't know that we can feel good about doing that anymore, or structuring contracts in that way, because what does it even mean at this point? I get that Justin Fields didn't want it to be perceived in a certain way, but I'm also like, you turning it down also sends a message too. So like, either way, you've been kind of put in a no-win scenario at that point. I have to think that there has to be some changes coming. Either make the Pro Bowl more legit, or I guess just get rid of it, because there's literally, you can't be having contract incentives depending on this game now, not even game, like these. They were doing a golf simulator yesterday, guys. Like, what are we doing?
We are trying to keep alive the idea and specter of a game, an exhibition game, in a sport that just doesn't lend itself to it. Like, just announce the rosters, and then you can keep your roster bonuses and all that stuff if you want. Just announce the rosters. Don't make participation part of it, because then you get down to offering Shedeur and Joe Flacco.
And Justin Fields.
And getting Justin Fields to say no. It's pathetic. Have you walked over to where they're doing this thing? It's tonight, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know. It's tonight on television. Have you walked over and seen that thing?
I'm actually sad at the corgi races at Pro Bowl. I'm not sad I'm not going to be there for the actual Pro Bowl games. I'm just sad I missed the corgi races that just happened.
Oh, that would be cute.
I've been on Radio Row doing other things, so.
There were corgi races?
I know, there were such corgis over there.
Those are dogs.
There were corgi races. You can't pet the police dogs here. So, I would have loved my little dog fix, but I didn't get that. So that's okay. No, I won't be over there. Everything's also kind of spread out. Like, opening night last night was all the way in San Jose. I didn't even land in time to have gotten on a shuttle to get 2 hours down there in traffic. It's been a little bit of a logistical nightmare over here.
First world
problems, though, guys. I'm at a Super Bowl.
It is first world problems, but this is something to keep in mind, by the way. If your team does move and then they get a Super Bowl, but they don't do most of the stuff in the place where the team moves to, people would rather be in the place where the team used to be, because it's a real city.
What are you talking about, Lawrence?
I don't know, Carmen.
There's no way that would apply to anybody in Chicago.
Nope, not
at
all.
That's not a thing that would apply.
Nope. You cover the NFC North and have done so for a really long time. How do you feel about what happened when Kwesi Adofo-Mensah?
So I think that there are justifications to be had for why perhaps it was time to move on. The justification that I don't accept is when it happened. I think that it just came off so reactionary, because Sam Darnold's now in the Super Bowl, and it just kind of reeked of like, all right, no, we're doing this now. And it's like, you had a plan. And again, I think you could have warranted it. You could have warranted moving on, but doing it at the timing, with the timing that they did, it just signals to me that it was reactionary. And we've seen quite a bit of that in this coaching cycle throughout the NFL, where decisions are being made based on one game or based on one event. And these franchises don't necessarily have a plan in place. So, if you look at the draft classes in Minnesota, like there are reasons to have moved on from Kwesi, but I can't get past the timing, guys. I really can't.
I'm going to have my 14-year-old son watch the Pro Bowl thing tonight. Carmen,
as a punishment?
I just want to see what he thinks. I mean, it is flag football in a conference center, you know, like you're near where it is. This thing is so bizarre. And because what they've done, the ceilings are 37 feet high. Here's the quote. Quarterbacks are, quote, going to have to adapt their throws, unquote, in this game. It's unbelievable.
It makes no sense either. I mean, I guess I don't even know where you'd put it because San Francisco obviously has a ton of people and
on a field somewhere.
What's keeping you from putting it on a field? I don't really know. And everything like over there is just draped in like these black curtains and it's like sectioned off and there's like, again, there was a golf simulator and like other stuff like that. And I'm like, this looks so bush league, guys. And again, if you're from the era that we are of like watching the Pro Bowl from Hawaii on TV and thinking like, when I was a kid growing up, I was like, oh my God, it'd be so cool to cover a Pro Bowl in Hawaii. That's all I want to do. I want to report on a Pro Bowl from Hawaii and like, you know, the game and get to be a part of the pomp and circumstance. And now I'm just like, I've barely gone over there. I'm just like, I know we're next door. I'm not going over there.
Well, Carmen, we appreciate you jumping on from Radio Row. Have fun with your show with Alex. You guys have a good time out there. Enjoy the week out there in San Francisco / San Jose / Santa Clara.
Guys, I've already had my first batch of Bounty wings, chicken wings. So we're going strong already. It's gonna be a good week.
I love it. All right, Carmen,
thanks,
we'll talk
Carmen.
To you. That is the Twitch mob boss, Carmen Vitale.
So the Pro Bowl is basically in like McCormick Place. That's where it's in a place that's called the Moscone Center. Hey, oh,
Moscone Center. Yeah,
sorry.
How you doing? I've been there. Okay, I can do the voice because I've been there.
Okay, the Moscone Center. But they have an 80-foot by 65-yard Pro Bowl field, or 80-yard by 65-yard. They put it inside this place with 37-foot-high ceilings. Are there going to be any punts in this game?
It's a flag football game,
I know,
though, right?
Like,
aren't those that's the regulation,
yes,
for a flag football field?
And they're trying to show you that you can do flag football today. Different game than tackle
it's
football.
It's going to be in the Olympics.
I have enjoyed it when I've watched it.
It's good.
It is kind of cool, and you can see the players and stuff. So I'm actually, yes, going to watch it tonight.
But that's it's kind of amazing that they were able to fit this into that facility, because it's not huge like McCormick Place. Like, the main level is like not that big. Maybe it's more of an indictment on the media entities that are not there. They all of a sudden have the room to fit a flag football field in there.
Let's watch tonight, or at least me and Ruben will watch tonight.
You can watch.
All right, I'll take care of that for you.
You guys watch. We'll report.
All right, well, you can watch Bulls Bucks and see if Giannis switches teams during the game.
I'm going to do that and watch Rod Strickland get his jersey retired with DePaul tonight.
I love that that's happening.
Me too.
That guy was a full-on, just what a brilliant ball handler and passer to watch.
One of the best players that made me love basketball.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I can see that. One of the best handles I've ever seen, right?
Which makes sense considering who his godson is.
He's the godfather of Kyrie Irving.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. So if you talk to Rod, you ask him if the earth is flat, all right?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, what would you need in a contract conversation to bring it home if you were a baseball player? I think more American baseball players need to put this into their demands. We'll explain how the White Sox bent the knee next here on The Score.
The Score is officially live on the FM dial. A new era of sports radio has begun in Chicago.
3, 2, 1.
The switch is flipped. Wow.
John Vincent.
And the home of the brave.
You're listening to 104.3 The Score, powered by the official sports book of The Score, Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be, with no bet fees.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. New teeth, new smile, new you. Save up to 95% at AlmostFreeTeeth.com because confidence should never cost a fortune.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.